have to leave my ears. Honestly, it just seems weird. I assumed and never thought twice. I know assuming is not nice, but of course we can be friends. Just shocked to discover you're a Republican. You and I, we go way back, passing notes in history class. Now I'm just surprised to find I try to keep an open mind. And of course we can be friends, but just shocked to discover you're a Republican. Thought you were independent, no one could ever represent all you hope for and believe. But you're Republican, that is somehow shocking. I categorized you as open-minded. Remember we watched Pink Floyd's Wall, did a few other things I would call progressively left-wing and liberal.
Watermelon Sugar off the CD Something to Savor with Republican Shocker. And you are listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. We've got more local music on the way. We've got musicians live in the studio showing up late but still getting it ready. And so we're going to hear, oh, how about some Matt Phillips off the Bones CD? Here is Little Frog.
Little frog, what have you to say? It's raining out here, please don't get washed away. Little frog, where have you to go? I worship the weakness you try not to show. Oh, blessings, oh, nature, oh, wonderful things. A sunshine, cool water, trees grow in rings. My blessings, oh nature, short time they abide. While forever and always I'll find you outside. As it rains on the crickets outside of my car, I wish I were naked, asleep in the yard. Like Eve and her Adam in bed with the snake. When God did evict them from Eden's embrace. My people, my city, oh, nothing is wrong. Ants on a hill. We are life cycles long, but we cover our nature in concrete and black sap, and we bury our mother in pink plastic wrap. Well, it's dirty out here in the woods. My life in the city is clean and it's good. You say God must be clean and heaven must too, but my God made the world with the dirtiest blue. Little frog, how simple it'd be to hop on the ground, to sleep on a leaf. A little frog, someday when I die, I hope I'm promoted to live in your life. Electricity's good, and enlightenment's nice, but I'd love to be smushed on the road once or twice. Electricity's good and enlightenment's nice, but I'd love to be smushed on the road once or twice. Yes, I'd love to be smushed on the road once or twice.
Mistakes, and they've made us liars.
And that was Kamara Thomas, You Wreck Me. And before that, we had Samat Phillips, Lil Frog, and starting out the show with Watermelon Sugar, Republican Shocker. You are listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. So we have got some real live musicians in the studio, and they're writing songs as we speak. As we speak, right? Like, we got here, and then we started talking, and then we were like, oh, yeah, that's a good song lyric. Let's write a song about that. Writing songs, remember, but when you wanna talk, you have to be close to the mic. Why is it not working, that one? Number oh.
Close to you.
There you go.
In order to write a song.
Spencer Scholes.
I'm not shy. Is there anybody else in the room? Because you realize you're on the radio and they
you're
cannot
own,
see
brother.
You anyway.
You're on your own.
Yeah. So we have Spencer Scholes and Bob Funk and Pete Posse all live in the room. And so the first question I have is Funk really your last name?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. So you weren't like, you know, like, I need a good rockin' name.
No,
it was blessed. Scholes is really not his last name.
Yeah.
It's Disco.
It's Disco.
Tell them how to spell your name, Bob.
Because right.
People are going to get it wrong.
That's true. That's
not F-U-N-K. It's F-U-N-C-K.
Right, right. Which makes it, as far as I'm concerned, extra funky.
That's yeah. Right.
That's right.
And
that's right.
I
put a little
that,
CK in the funk.
I can't tell it on the radio.
Yeah.
Yet,
no, definitely. All G-rated jokes.
But hit me up if you find me on the street. I'll tell
right.
you that joke.
Right, right. Offensive jokes on the street. Totally okay. All right.
Offensive jokes on the street.
And so, Pete, what's your secret last name?
I can't tell you that. It's covered under the
So we have Funk and Disco and...
It's a secret commission that...
Waltz?
Protects us all from insidious names and...
Yeah.
Society.
Pete is wanted somewhere.
By someone.
All right, so.
By some clowns.
I owe some money.
Yeah, those clowns are not to be
clowns,
sedated.
Too,
yeah. So
it's
remember,
not a fun way to live.
Yeah. So Bob, you're soft spoken. You have to talk like this.
Okay.
Because you're doing this.
Okay.
And those jokes are getting missed.
Darn it!
I know.
Should I say them again?
Yeah.
Just hit me up on the street. I'll tell you all the jokes that we
right.
we said today. That
right. And so you all brought your guitars. So are you going to just entertain me all at once, or are we going to take turns?
We've never been good at taking turns.
I don't know how to play this. So I just thought I'd bring it.
right. It just looks good.
He has a lesson.
It's for
later.
Picking up chicks. It's for picking up chicks.
I thought this was our lesson. I was surprised by the microphones.
So, when
well, let's do something.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do
let's
song?
Do
it.
Bust
yeah.
it out, Bob.
Yeah, come
ready
on.
Bust one out.
Busting one out.
All right, here we go. Well, I couldn't help but to lay down beside you. I couldn't help but stare into the sun. I couldn't help but get chills in those Appalachian hills. I couldn't help but let you lead me around Asheville. I couldn't help but help you close down the town. I couldn't help but be your loafer on some stranger's basement sofa. I was the boy with the hole in his heart. You were the girl who could tear it apart. I was the bug in the palm of your hand. And you knew. Well, I couldn't help but laugh when you were laughing. I couldn't help but breathe when you exhaled. I couldn't help but get as high as the Appalachian sky. I couldn't help that I fell like a boulder. I couldn't help, I went right through the ground. I couldn't help that I was raised like Lazarus from the grave. I was the boy with the hole in his heart. You were the girl who could tear it apart. I was the bug in the palm of your hand. And you knew. You were the girl who could tear it apart. I was the December leaf on the breeze. You were the high country wind in the trees. I was the acorn nut trying to give birth. You were the pole from the center of the earth. I was the bug in the palm of your hand. And you.
Rockin'. That was great. So what was that called?
That's a song called The Bug.
The Bug? As in like an insect?
Yes.
The Bug. And tell me a little bit about that songwriting process. Was this belongs to one of you and y'all are just, Bob,
yeah,
this is...
a couple years
okay,
ago.
And here's my advice for you.
Yes, ma'am.
When you are singing, you do need to back up a little bit from the mic because I'm not hearing your guitar because your vocals are
yes.
too close. So not to be
thanks.
Too persnickety, but I will be.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so... you wrote The Bug, and then is this, he just jumps in, y'all are just like, let's do
yeah,
this?
So Spencer and I have done a lot of
closer talking.
Gigs together,
mm-hmm.
and played a lot together, so we sort of know each other's songs. And yeah, so he sits in on mine, I sit on his.
Nice.
And he knows that one well, so.
We love to butcher each other's material.
Exactly.
Nice. Well, you did some nice... background falsetto little so and that's nice
that you
yeah a little harmonizing and it's nice to be with another songwriter and that way you can sort of take turns enhancing adding to each other's stuff. That's really fun.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
One of the most fun formats that I've run across,
just jamming out.
I've been with another songwriter once.
Yeah,
she lives in San Francisco now.
Oh, okay. Are we talking in the biblical sense?
About that, Pete?
Or,
there is a song about that. I don't know if I can remember how to play it. Let's
make it up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It goes like this.
Yeah.
But if you are going to talk, you have to talk closer.
Into the microphone.
Into the barrel of the microphone.
There you are. There he is. There's Pete Fozzie. Are we going to play something again? Huh?
He's going to play.
All right. So we just heard The Bug by Bob Funk. And then
a song that's definitely not about somebody who moved from Germany to San Francisco.
Okay, all right, Pete Pazzi, gonna play. What you gonna play?
She's not in love with it. This doesn't change the way you feel. She
can't help that she's barometric. When there is no love, you shoot him for five. Show you've got a soul. Even if it's lies, the world looks better when it's darker. But you still have to wake up next to it. We can all, I can't say the name here. Solarize, but just getting through it. When people start to die inside, there's always acting. Better in the sock in the eye. Refracting, reenacting. Life imitating art, imitating life, imitating art, imitating life, imitating art, imitating life, imitating art. Imitating life, imitating art, imitating life, imitating art, imitating life, imitating art, imitating life, imitating art, imitating.
So, Pete, what was that called?
Breakfast at the Algonquin, but I'm not entirely sure why that is.
Breakfast at... Well, that's art imitating life, imitating art imitating life. Breakfast at the Algonquin has nothing to do with anyone moving to San Francisco by Pete Posse. No reveal there.
I don't have any
there. No reveal. So, how long have y'all been? Were y'all just like finding yourselves at shows and at open mics and at songwriting sort of thing, bars, and just said like, hey, we like playing together. Let's do this. What?
I'm still finding myself.
Well, that is apparent.
At bars.
At bars.
I find myself at bars less often.
At bars, like, you find yourself stumbling home.
There's very little stumbling.
Very little stumbling. All right. And so, back to my question.
Oh, yeah. No, I just heard the beginning.
Right.
Are you still finding yourselves? And then I...
How did you find yourselves saying, let's play together? Was it just happening at events? Did it come... was it
Bob
organic?
And I'm... this is Spencer speaking now.
Spencer, thank you. For the voice of reason.
Bob and I, we were playing at the Kraken, local venue in Chapel Hill, and...
A great place to see music.
Great place to play. They've been really awesome, supportive of the music scene, like crazy.
Yay, crazy.
Yeah. So I played, I think I opened up, there was like five bands on the bill, and I sat down next to Bob, kind of knew each other through acquaintances or whatever. We have mutual acquaintances. And I was like, hey, dude, you want to do a duo with me?
Like now?
Well, yeah.
He's like, next weekend?
Yeah, he's like...
I was like, sure.
So we got together at the place I was living and just we traded song after song after song.
Okay.
And just and
it was basically just like few of yours, few of mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just winging it. You do one, I do one. And
okay. Okay. And we'll just add to it.
Yep.
All right. If you feel it, jump in. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty. Yeah. I mean, pretty much, it flowed right away.
Okay.
You know,
right.
All right. Beginning, we had a good energy and that show the next weekend went really well. We had a bunch of friends come out. What was the name of that place we played at? It was out in near Bahama.
Yeah.
It's a little like roadhouse.
Okay.
Moe's
in Bahama. Yeah.
Moe's in
Bahama. We got a bunch of friends that live out in Bahama and they showed up and
that's the countryside for you folks.
Not aware of the Bahama.
And it is spelled Bahama.
It's not the island.
It's not Bahamas.
That's they needed something to distinguish it because they had all these people. All tourists were like descending on that place
and
like crazy.
In their bathing suits.
They're like, man, it was way cheaper to get here than I thought. And like they're like, we gotta pronounce
where's
it different.
The pina colada?
Where's the water?
Right.
So those were our, you know, those were our our fans.
Okay.
The people that came for the islands and ended up staying and
stuck
there for the rest of their lives.
But they enjoyed what you did and you guys enjoyed it and so y'all done
it
a few times since then.
Yeah, good times and that was about 2 years ago, Spence?
Yeah, a little more than that, I think.
And then Spencer and I toured a little bit. We did an NC Songsmiths short tour up to DC and back and around that area and did a couple of house concerts on that circuit and
fine.
Now
and
I've
have done a lot of other stuff since. So.
Played in this area for over 10 years.
25 years, Spencer.
Yeah, okay. I didn't want to go that far, but it's true. I've been playing in this area since I was 5, and I'm 40 now. So yeah, he's going to try to going to try to jump in on that. Yeah.
Right. Pete's ready with the math.
But Pete, this mad genius sitting to my right here, is the first person. Band leader extraordinaire.
Who ever asked Spence to play in front of any human beings?
That's true.
No.
He's the first person in this area to ask me to be a part of a bill or whatever. Like, hey, come out and do a show. And he reached out to me without knowing me when he was booking a place and said, hey, there's people up here that want you to come play here. So
nice.
Mad props to
To the mad genius.
Yeah, pseudo creepy fellow. At times.
Emphasis on pseudo.
He's beautiful.
Right,
but you do have to.
He's an acquired taste. Let's put it that way.
Hey, that's my line.
Awesome.
But Spencer, you played with Pete's band, Radar's Clowns of Sedation, good bit, right?
Yeah, we've...
Hasn't everybody?
I was going to say, yeah. If you're in town... And
you're in the room.
Right. He's pulled me out of the audience, so...
Yeah. Pete's band is a really loose term at this point.
Right. Everyone has played with Pete Posse.
I like to treat my music life like my personal life.
All right.
You may not want to know any further than that.
Right.
That's said enough.
Right. Hence,
but it involves clowns.
Right.
It involves sedation. We know that. So.
Right. Excellent. So let's have some more, please. Spencer's.
One more day I wake up and I feel the sunrise. I can hear the morning dove soft and lonesome cry. Before the world is awake and a great noise begins, I can hear the tree frogs singing about my friends. You know sometimes living is so been, you'll know the drill. only way I found out is to be carried up the hill. Yesterday and tomorrow and the day before that, get up and do your best and hope you make it back. You know sometimes one day send the clover, the next just sits and cry. Here comes the struggle, and then it keeps me on my feet. I see him all them double fall, and hope that that's sweet, yeah.
Sometimes so damn sad.
Very nice, very nice. Spencer Shaw, Spencer Skull, Spencer Skull. And what was the name of that song?
Ain't So Bad.
Ain't So Bad. And I think that's very timely. Because, you know, with the news these days in North Carolina and the opinions I just expressed are my own and not of the WCOM station. Thank you very much.
Yeah, they're in great disagreement from what I understand, but I shouldn't have brought that up. I'm sorry.
No. There's no. My opinions are being expressed at this time, not any of the radio station, and that is okay for me to express, absolutely. But I need to make it clear that they are my own, so I just want to make
these
sure.
These opinions are not necessarily the ones of WCOM.
Right.
Or
they could be. They couldn't be. I don't affiliates. Know. I'm just saying, speaking out, not very happy with North Carolina in the news these days.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, ain't... Right. Oh, so what's the name of that song again? Ain't...
Ain't So Bad.
Ain't So Bad.
Maybe North Carolina and you're...
That's right. That's ways. Right. That's right. Just don't try to go to the bathroom. All right. Okay.
Well, that makes me want to sing a protest song.
Okay. All right. Well, now that we've gotten the views of our own or our own out of the way, let's sing a protest song.
These views are not necessarily the views of the radio station as well, but they might be.
But they might be. Who knows? But they're yours.
That's right.
And what is the name of this song? Bob Funk.
What is the name of the song?
I Want to Know.
I Want to Know. Thanks, Spencer. I want to know why the government can't get along. I want to know why being queer is wrong. I want to know we can't marry who we love. I want to know and I want to know now. I want to know why we don't take care of the earth. Want to know why we always gotta be first. Want to know why elections are bought and sold. I want to know and I want to know now. All the fish is in the water and the pond is getting smaller. All the stars up in the sky are strong. A billion trillion strong. I want to know why God is a Republican. I want to know why we care about the Kardashians. I want to know why we don't have universal health care. Want to know and I want to know now. I want to know why taxes don't apply to the rich. Want to know why we can't pay off the deficit. I want to know why we're still in Afghanistan. I want to know and I want to know now. All the fish is in the water and the pond is getting smaller. All the stars up in the sky are strong. A billion trillion strong.
Thanks, Spence.
That's like you got something to say there. Yeah. So are you finding, now that you're like sort of, you know, because it's different, musicians versus a songwriter thing, are y'all finding that y'all have any similarities in the way you approach songwriting or not at all? Have you ever talked about it? Let's do.
Some,
lick or lyric, what comes first?
Yes.
What comes first for you? What comes first for you? And what comes first for you? Lick or lyric?
That's
lick.
Interesting.
It comes all different ways for me. So, all right, one angle
Spencer
comes from
Scholes
another.
Likes yep. it all. The however it yep. comes, it comes. You'll it comes, you'll take it.
It comes, and then I try to procrastinate as much as possible.
Okay. I try to, and that works for you.
I try to take songs that are strong and stuff them in a drawer for at least 6 years.
Okay. Okay.
And
okay.
If they can get out despite all my efforts to the contrary, then fine.
Then,
fine.
All right.
Have
then they
way.
Deserve a title. Okay. 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 All right. But so are you? Like the kind of, do you have napkins full of paper?
I
mean,
do.
Napkins full
got,
of li- notes
yeah.
and.
I collect napkins
with like little
with, yeah,
okay.
stuff on them.
Calling your voicemail and singing
yeah.
to yourself.
I keep them until they biodegrade in a box.
Okay.
And yeah.
All right. Well, that.
I've got. Nice. I've got a warehouse.
All right, that is a good method.
Yeah.
All right, next. Who would like to go next? Then yes, yes.
The warehouse
Bob.
Of lost songs.
Dun, 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 dun. There's another song. The Warehouse of Lost Pete? Songs.
Pete. Speak.
Pete, what do you do? You love it and hold it and...
Nurture it.
Nurture it for years.
I'm not specifically
you know,
at liberty to disclose
okay, then
how,
I'll say it because I know
happens.
You act like you're all nonchalant. You are a perfectionist. You take forever to write your songs.
This is true.
What's up?
I write approximately one song every 17 years. And so far...
And so when you...
So far,
he's
I have five.
By the way, I don't know if anybody knew that.
So
I took a decade off there in the 1780s.
Yeah, well, that was for puberty.
Well, no, I still wrote things then. They just weren't very good.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, so when you do...
Mm-hmm.
Do you usually are you in, usually inspired by a musical sort of melody first, or are you inspired by some lyrics?
No, what? no.
or are you inspired by a dream?
Oh, that's a good idea. I should do that.
Or write songs to try to get back at all your ex-girlfriends? I mean, what's the
that,
what
I would
inspires
have a lot
you?
More songs. Surely I should have hundreds of songs. Where are the songs that I was promised?
No, I know where they are. They're in a drawer. You just don't talk about them.
Are they in Spencer's compost pile of songs? Actually, I don't find generally that the music part and the lyric part are very close together.
Oh,
and
okay.
then often I try to mash one thing into another thing.
Uh-huh.
And if they kind of cohere or coagulate together,
mm-hmm.
then
you have
really stay together permanently. Despite their best wishes to the contrary.
So you just smush. You just push.
I'm
just
a smusher. I just I'm
smush
just trying,
and push.
It's like you have, you know, a friend and you want to match make them up with another friend, but they're totally inappropriate for each other.
But if you just keep inviting them over.
If you just keep putting them in situations
if they get enough
where,
alcohol in
where
them.
One of them is naked or
right.
or one of them is high on methamphetamine or any of the above. These
this
opinions, not necessarily the opinions of WCOM.
Yes, these opinions are not.
Then
eventually,
you're bound to get something.
And, right. Yeah, like dumped by your friends.
Or some entertaining conflict.
Or some
conflict
drama.
Is the essence of good songwriting, isn't it?
There you go. And then you just sit in the corner and take notes. Oh, this
then
is blowing
I,
up
yeah.
good.
Well, usually I just take a video. And then I
which
you know,
is easier with it. We all have videos.
Right.
Phones,
then I do
now.
A commentary
yeah.
on the video, and then the commentary turns into a
and then it's
a
viral.
And,
and there
perfect.
We go. Okay. Okay. So that's Songwriting 101.
I should play one like that, actually, you know, that brings something to mind.
Oh, well, excellent. Excellent. Okay.
All
well,
right.
then, so you hold your songwriting, Bob.
Hold
and
it.
And what are you about to play for us, Pete? The big reveal?
Well, so occasionally... occasionally things happen that normally would sound like a bad situation, but actually turns out to be very beautiful. So this is sort of a love song about Rohypnol. Actually Spencer is going to help here because Spencer's going to play some of that verse part, which is like a major 7.
So while they rehearse,
and
I'll let you know
seven.
That you're listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. And we've got Pete Pawsey.
And because he's doing this Burt Bacharach thing behind me, I get to tell you that my former label in London described this as that really nice instrumental that you have, because they disliked the lyrics so much. And they really thought that the two things were pulling in wholly different directions. I was very excited to achieve that, because it meant that when I finally did record it with the actual words, it made me even more happy. And some of the words I can't say, but
you're just trying to make those rhyme.
I'll gloss over them.
Yeah, if you want, you can just say beep. Way.
I beat myself.
Or you could say
when
cactus.
I think about you, I beat myself.
When I think about you, I beat myself. This is songwriting gold here.
How did things get so up? You don't know when you had enough. No one knows you like I do. All the stuff that you've put me through, I love you, you know I do. I love you like the ghost loves the exorcist. What he looked like, where he from? Spain Rodriguez, Robert Crumb. Want a t-shirt, Fritz the Cat. Wish my life could be like that. It hits me like Rohypnol. I realize it's true. You never know the world until you walk in dead girl's shoes. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? You know I love you, baby. I love you like the cow loves the abattoir. Oh yeah, like the cow loves the abattoir. When did things get this up? Strung up just like Iscariot. Cut me down, I'm short of breath. China white and crystal meth hits me like Rohypnol. I realize it's true. You never know the world until you walk in dead girl's shoes. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? What can I do?
Very nice, very nice. That would be Posse, accompanied by Bob Funk and Spencer Skulls. And that was clearly a love song. Because
absolutely.
Because you mentioned cows and dead girl shoes.
Every single drop of love that I have was put into that
and,
song.
And what do you call that love song?
It's called Dead Girl Shoes.
That's what I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I want to say that you just heard Dead Girl Shoes. Do we have something to promote?
We do.
Oh, when are we playing, guys?
Saturday.
A week from today?
Yeah, a week from today.
A week from today. So people can have more of this experience?
Exactly. Even more than this.
There more than that?
Even more. But wait, there's more.
Oh, Jordan Dupree.
That guy.
Oh, yeah, Jordan. We missed you today.
The guy that didn't show up today.
We missed you today.
We love him, though.
He had to tend to his sphinx.
So, yeah, that's all. Probably should be explained.
I don't know that I want to go there, but let's go back to a week from today.
That's what I was trying to explain.
And, yeah.
Mystery Brew Pub.
That's what I mean.
In Hillsboro.
It's the NC Songsmith Showcase, including all three of us, Spencer Skulls, Pete Pawsey, and myself, Bob Funk, and in addition, Jordan Dupree of Jordan and the Sphinx. So all you Sphinx heads out there, come on out.
And it's
going to be a round robin style or a songwriters round.
Yeah.
Kind of format.
Fun.
And
I love those.
Yeah,
those are so great. And of course, you'll be doing this sort of thing. What you're doing now? This sort of like, oh, and I'll jump on that one when I
interrupting each other,
juvenile banter, and
playing over the top of each other. That kind
right,
of stuff.
Exactly.
It's going to be chaos and mayhem. I'm sure there's going to be some sort of audience involvement.
And this is it once again in Hillsboro at
Mystery Brew Pub.
What time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
So
eight till whenever.
I should say
8 till whenever.com.
I was at the Mystery Pub. Well, actually, I was there about an hour ago, but to retreat
that's
to things that I left behind. last night, I was there last night, and I went in both bathrooms, and nobody inspected my genitalia. I was kind of disappointed.
Once again, these are not the views of the station.
It's a new law.
These are not the views of the
station. It takes time for people to really catch on to the fear and xenophobia.
Oh, yeah. All right. So,
these views do not necessarily.
We've got 4 minutes. We've got 4 minutes. So what would we like to do? How would we like to fill those 4 minutes?
Music.
Music.
Why not?
Music. 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 Music.
Ooh. I like this song.
How
about a little slide there, Pete? Here we go. Twelve flat tires, stuck in the mud, clutching high voltage wires. Two cans of mace to put out the fires. What kind of road is this that we've gone down? A little further, I said. Stirred up hot tub.
then some killer bees stung where it hurts, and I'm begging more, please. You're really not helping while you're down on your knees. Would you please help turn this thing around? What's the use in saying it can't be done? Even if we lose the fight, we know it's the right one. Momentum is staggering. We seem to be trying to build us a hell. Climb to the television, that old poison well. Keep buying into the crap that they sell. Would you please help turn this thing around?
What was the name of the song, by the way?
Oh, gosh. I haven't finished that one yet. It's
okay.
Called,
okay.
It's called, I don't know.
It's called, for $5 you
turn
can name
around
this song.
Just so
turn
I can
around.
Find it in the pile of
there we go.
Papers.
All right. Turn around from the pile of decaying papers. Thank you so much to Spencer Skulls and Bob Funk and Pete Podsy for joining
you.
Me on the air. And come back anytime.
Thanks,
anytime. 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 You are listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show.